The Programs Allocation Committee, and I will call the 12-12-12 meeting to order. Our first item on the agenda is to confirm a quorum. And
good morning. Yes, we have a quorum.
Okay. Next, we have five items on consent. Is there any member of the commission that would like to pull an item? I have no requests from members of the public.
Move approval.
There's a motion by Cortese, second by Campos, to approve the consent calendar. Any objection? Okay, it stands approved. We'll now move to our next item, which is item number three under our federal programs. This is a revision of the One Bay Area grant, and that's resolution number 4035 revised, and Craig will be doing the presentation.
Good morning. I'm Craig Obatt with our Programming and Allocation section. This item is an update of the Cycle 2 One Bay Area Grant Program, which establishes commitments and policies for roughly $800 million over a four-year period. Staff is requesting the following updates and changes to the program. Firstly, Alameda County Transportation Commission has requested an extension to provide extra time to fully develop their complete streets requirement under their sales tax measure and vehicle registration fee programs. This would allow for a coordinated approach to complete streets under both the ACTC and MTC programs. Therefore, staff is proposing that the deadline be extended 6 months until June 30th, 2013 for all counties as long as requests for programming occur after the complete streets requirements have been met. The second change involves a shift of funds between two of SFMTA's projects under the Transit Priority Program. As a result of SFMTA being awarded an FTA bus livability grant, SFMTA is requesting moving roughly $1.6 million in TPI funding from the Mission Mobility Project to the NJUDA project. The total amount of TPI funds going to the projects remains unchanged, and more information is available in your packet under the consent calendar item 2E. Lastly, staff periodically updates the resolution and compiles TIP amendments to include projects selected by the congestion management agencies under the One Bay Area Grant Program. This month, funding is being added for four new projects and for two CMAs to augment their planning program. Staff would like to note that one of these projects is a request from Sonoma County Transportation Authority to use $6.6 million in OBAG funds to purchase additional smart vehicles through a favorable option expiring at the end of this month. These additional vehicles will ensure that the frequency of service is maintained on the current initial operating segment from downtown San Rafael to North Santa Rosa. Currently, OBAG eligibility is limited to the following categories: street and road rehabilitation, bike and pedestrian projects, TLC, planning and priority conservation areas. However, staff is recommending an exception to fund the rail cars that support the smart system as an integral part of the county's transit and PDA strategy. As an update to the item in your packet, the SCTA board approved the project at their meeting on Monday, December 10th. In conclusion, staff is recommending the referral of Resolution 4035 to the Commission for approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions from commission members? I have no speaker cards on this, so I'd look for a motion for approval.
Move approval.
It's a motion by Cortese, second by Campos, to approve the federal program item. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. We'll move to the next item, which is the CTC update. Kenneth?
Good morning, Commissioners. Kenneth Cow with MTC staff. I'm here to report on the most recent CTC meeting, which happened last week. I'm happy to report that all of our CMI projects are delivered. That's Proposition 1B Corridor Mobility Improvement Account projects. Those projects have a delivery deadline of the end of this year, and all of the projects in our region have been delivered. In fact, we delivered all the projects under budget, and we returned about $45 million in savings to the CTC to be reprogrammed. I'm also happy to report that the CTC allocated $50.4 million to BART, for the BART extension from Warm Springs to Berryessa in San Jose. These funds will be used to support additional infrastructure for that extension. I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have. That concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Kenneth. Any questions or comments from commissioners? Again, I have no speaker cards, so thank you for the report. Okay, we'll move to the next item, which is public comments. And again, I have no speaker cards.
Mr. Chairman.
Any member wishing to address?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Since we're keeping in with this 12-12-12 theme, I'd only like to announce that my daughter was born today, and today she turns 21. So,
congratulations and happy birthday to your daughter.
Mr. Chair, if we're doing that, if we have to go to there, my wife was born today and I will not share how old she is. But my oldest son was born today and he just turned 28.
Well, great. It sounds like it's the right occasion just to sing a short happy birthday.
Look at
to all.
Federal. Commissioner Spearing.
My son was born today.
Well, it makes it that much more.
So
I'll join me
and
a happy birthday.
9 months prior.
Happy birthday to all. Happy birthday to all. And to all, a happy birthday. Well, congratulations to all. Okay.
We have a lot of business today.
So that concludes our meeting for today. We will meet again January 9th. We are adjourned. That is fun, John. Jeez.